Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's March 5th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This episode was originally released September 26, 2002.
Here's a good question. What is the afterlife made of? Where does the material that it is made up of come from?
Well, Alora, the afterlife is made up of ectoplasmic energy. And ectoplasmic energy comes from you. It comes from all living things, everything. Plants, animals, bacteria, everything makes ectoplasmic energy. Now, most make enough for them to live on. But there's always a little bit extra. They always produce a little bit more. And it seeps out of them. And it flows into pools and follows along with the, I call, guidelines, and enters into portals into the spirit world. And this is what keeps the spirit world alive. This is what it functions on. That is why the material world and the spiritual world are intertwined. The spiritual world cannot exist without the material world. They're codependent. Every day, energy has to come in from the material world into the spiritual world and sustain it. If it doesn't, it'll die. But usually, far more energy comes in than is needed. And those in the afterlife purify this energy and send it back to those in the living. And they can do marvelous things with it. They can cure. They can get rid of droughts. They can do all kinds of things by using this surplus energy that's been given to them. When people express their love for the afterlife, when they express their love for those in it, they are sending energy to them. They are channeling energy to them. And this ectoplasmic energy, the stuff of life, is what makes the afterlife. It is what makes all existence. For without it, nothing can exist. If the afterlife dies, the material world dies. We are tied up one in another. And that is why it is so important for us to win this battle, for us to overcome this evil and return harmony to this world. That is what we are struggling so desperately to do.
Ew, Nazarene, that's so scary. It's just so scary. We've got to win.
God will find a way, Alora. God will find a way. He always does. God will find a way.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauley here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back. Nazarene, we have been doing these episodes on and off for almost 5 years. Do you think they're doing any good?
Absolutely, Alora. Look at all the response we have gotten from them over the years. It is so incredible that we won't have something up for 2 or 3 years, and all of a sudden you'll get a message from it because somebody has got it somewhere. Somebody has kept it somewhere, and they give it to somebody else, and they respond to it. Yes, these messages are doing a lot of good, Alora. People hate them. The perverts hate them. So they are obviously doing a lot of good. They're fighting to keep them off the internet, to keep them off the air, to keep people from hearing them. They don't want people to hear the truth. They want the lies. You're speaking the truth, and they don't want that to get out, Alora. They're doing everything in their power. Look at the attacks that have been made on you because you speak the truth. Yes, Alora, they're doing a lot of good. They're destroying a lot of evil people, but they're doing a lot of good. But of course, it doesn't make much difference because these people are going to be destroyed anyway. They'll never get into the kingdom of God. They are evil and despisable. But it is getting out to the good people too, and the good people are hearing them, and it is having an influence. It is slow sometimes. It takes a while, but the messages are getting out. They are getting out there, Alora, and that's all that matters.
That's great news, Nazarene. I also noticed more people are reading our text page episodes, too.
God appreciates all the work that you do, Alora, to get his messages out so many ways. Those text pages save people's souls. They save people's souls.
We'll be back again.